Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. Let's dive into some high school football. It's state championship weekend here in Wyoming at War Memorial Stadium in Laramie. Campbell County going to be taking on number one Sheridan as the Camels punch their ticket after the win of Cheyenne East 22-19, while Sheridan passed Central 28-7. Kickoff is set for 4 p.m. You can catch all the action on 97.3 Camel FM, BasinsRadio.com. Then also go to YouTube, Basins Sports Network. Now, there will be no video involved of the football field. You will just see lovely faces and scoreboard on the YouTube feed. Everything is straight radio this weekend. And also some other stuff around the state for state title games. 3A is Star Valley meeting up against Cody on 3 p.m. on Friday. Then also on 2A, it's the 2A championship. Bighorn takes on Mountain View on Friday at noon. That's the first game of the day. Then 1A nine-man football, it's Pine Bluff taking on Rocky Mountain. That game time is set for 1 p.m. on Saturday. We also have the six-man finals. The Little Snake River faces Burlington on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. as well. And then, of course, Campbell County and Sheridan will finish out the Saturday at 4 p.m. for the 4A state championship. Well, let's now move into some volleyball news as the All-State Awards have been announced and two Thunder Basin Lady Bolts claimed some All-State honors. Reese McGrath claims one, and also Piper Martin claims the four-time All-State Award, being the first one in Thunder Basin Bolt history. Also, Reese McGrath coming away with the Defensive Player of the Year. Moving into swim, as Addie Rahard becomes an All-Stater for Campbell County as an All-State selection this season. Well, let's move to the NBA as the Raptors take down the Brooklyn Nets 119-109. New York Knicks over the Grizzlies 133-120. Celtics fall to the 76ers 102-100. Thunder cruise past the Warriors 126-102. Pacers fall to the Utah Jazz 152-128. Denver Nuggets taking down the Kings in a late game 122-109. And moving to some college football news, Western Michigan coming away with Ohio 17-13, becoming bowl eligible. Kent State taking down Akron 42-35. They're two games away from being bowl eligible. Games tonight will be Central Michigan taking on Buffalo, Northern Illinois and Massachusetts, and Toledo and Miami. UMass is the only team that still has not been able to find a win. Will that change tonight? That's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.